The Catskill Shed Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. With locations in Sydney, Oneonta, Binghamton Green, Davenport, and New Hartford, Catskill Shed is close by no matter where you call home and loves to support our local athletes. Right now, Catskill Shed is offering special pricing on a 10x14 lofted barn with 29-gauge metal roofing, including a 30-year warranty on the roof, built from water-sealed quality lumber. This shed has a lifetime warranty against termites and fungal decay. No New York State permit is required. In stock and ready for free delivery and set up by our expert driver. Just $2,740 to buy today or finance it for only $126.85 a month plus tax. Catskill Shed Company, 320-5005. For special pricing, find Catskill Shed Company on Facebook.
This great deal on this backyard outfitter's shed won't last long. Call Catskill Shed today.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hi, welcome back, folks. It's our Mirabado Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Mirabado, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 85 years. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. At the halftime break, Tioga on the road here in the rain at Harpersville, leading 22-0, and two touchdowns from Jesse Manuel. And just as you said, Tim, a variety of formations. They just seem to throw everything in the kitchen sink at you here.
Yeah, they can do so many different things out of any one of those formations. So they're really, really tough to play against. And I think, you know, I'm not going to take anything away from Harpersville because they were playing really good defense. But when you get all these looks and stuff, you've got to remember these kids are still 16, 17, 18-year-old kids out there. You know, it's a lot to think about and a lot to have to prepare for.
Well, we heard from Harpersville Athens head coach Tim Petras in our pregame show. We heard from Tioga head coach Nick Aiello in our halftime report here. And Coach Aiello said how important it is. This is a division game. They're coming off a loss last week where they gave up a 21-point lead. They're up 21-0 against Newark Valley, which is a Class C school, which is in the same division as Sydney.
Right.
So we'll see Newark Valley in a couple of weeks when they come to town to take on the Warriors. But I think he just wanted to get in here today and get up back on the right foot. Hard to believe that a team like Tioga could give up a lead like that, but it almost seemed like it was a learning lesson and it might pay off for them down the road, is the way he talked about it.
Yeah, you know, you never know. They may have gotten complacent with that lead and just said, you know what, this is just another game for us. We're doing what we do, you know, and then just didn't play right in the second half, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're in a tie, or boom, you're down, you know. That can happen, and that's hard to get back. You know, you and I always talk about momentum. It's a huge, huge thing, especially with these young individuals.
So about 4 minutes before we will start the second half here. And Tim, we were talking about the great fan support here at Harpersville Athens. Even though the rain's coming, how many cars are on that far side of the field where you can pull up and kind of watch here at Harpersville?
I counted 27, I believe, that are in the near, you know, around the football field. And it's pretty cool that they just let them drive down there, you know. And I said just to you just a few minutes ago, you know, if all of a sudden we had a blackout or something, we couldn't see, they could turn the lights on, we could still play football.
Speaking of lights, last night, of course, we were over in Delhi. What a great night that was, as Walton kind of spoiled the party. It was the first time that Delhi has ever brought in lights for a contest there at Delaware Academy. They win 22-6, but great night last night of football, and then a nice one here today. It's always nice to have two football games on the weekend. We'll have it again next weekend as well.
Yeah, it is going to be. It's two great weekends in a row. You know, I didn't make last night's game, but, you know, I'm here today, and I'm getting to witness a really good Tioga team and a very good Harpazil team. So, you know, it's people I don't normally see a lot of because I am from Sydney. I do a lot of the Sydney games in Unitego and those divisions, but it's fun to watch you guys. And you know what? I'm glad I came because I got to see Tioga before they go to play the Warriors on Friday night.
We'll have next weekend, if you're writing it down on the calendar at home. I know everybody probably plans their whole weekend around what we're doing. So Friday, we will have Tioga at Sydney. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, we'll be back over at Delhi as Unitego heads over to take on the Bulldogs. That's a fun weekend right there.
If they don't play in it, they should.
Certainly, I agree. I mean, you should just write it right down because it's going to be a lot of fun anytime we have live high school sports here on CDO. And if you want to follow along anytime, you need to know where we're going, you can check out WCDOsports.com. We try to keep our schedule updated on there of what football games and live broadcasts we'll be doing. And, of course, I'm all over the Tri-County area during the week. We're watching field hockey, volleyball, of course, boys and girls, soccer. And you can follow me on Twitter. That's where I give most of my updates. And we'll be doing a lot of that going forward. If you want to jump on Twitter, you can follow me at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L. If you need a quick way to get there, just go to our website. There's one button. You click it, and you can go from there. So that's a way that we can keep up with the Tri-Valley, the Delaware Leagues, as well as the MAC. So certainly a lot of fun to be had in the next couple of weeks with championship time and sectionals coming up.
When you just mentioned that, it just made me think about a new nickname. I've got a nickname for you now because you do all these traveling around and stuff. We're going to start calling you the Tri-County Nomad.
You're going to start sounding like Craig. He's always making these promos talking about I'm riding my horse all over the three-county area. So I'm always taking it on the chin at work, that's for sure. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. The second half coming up here between the Hornets and the Tigers. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly, there's free Wi-Fi, and there's plenty of parking. Bob's Diner has a new menu with lots of new choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO as we get you set for the second half. We're live from Harpazil High School. It's the Harpazil Afton Hornets trailing the Section 4 Class D defending champion Tioga Tigers 22-0. We're just watching some of the warm-ups here, Tim, and certainly looks like Harpazil is going to make the quarterback switch and go with Dylan Lindsay. We saw that late in the second quarter. They started today with Madison Hoover, and Hoover was coming in after replacing last week's starter, Tyler King, who's out, has a shoulder injury, and won't be playing here this afternoon.
Well, maybe they're thinking that you know, they can get the ball in his hands because he is a playmaker. You know, maybe he can get the ball in his hands a little bit quicker. Don't have to have the pitch or the handoff or anything like that. You might see a lot of quarterback keeps around the end. Bootlegs, kind of things like that. We'll see what the second half has to bring. I'm really excited about watching it.
We know that Madison Hoover is usually a running back, so maybe they want to get him more involved in that capacity. It's a great 1-2 punch with Hoover, with Mitchell Weiss, and as well as Josh Wilson, who had some big runs in that first half.
Yeah, and it's not just this team. You know, we've watched a couple of games where there's interchangeable quarterbacks in a lot of teams. You know, I mean, Hancock, Unitego, Sydney, haven't seen too much of it, but other than when they go to Wildcat or something like that. But, you know, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty neat that these kids are that athletic that they can just say, hey, let's try this. Maybe this will work better.
I think you have to give credit as well to the Hornets center, Brant Weiss. I mean, he's working with two or three different guys in a week's time span, and I'm sure they all have their little, personal things that they do differently than the other guy. So he's got to be aware of all that. That's a tough job, and those guys just don't get enough credit.
It is. And one of the biggest things is where the laces are. You know, I mean, Lindsay's left-handed, so he's going to be getting the laces in his left hand, you know, and that kind of thing. So he's got to change the way he steps the ball. Very, very versatile center for the Harpers, both corners.
Always interesting to talk to those guys because they know all these little tricks that no one else knows, and you don't even notice it, really. Most of the time when you're watching the game, you're watching the playmakers, the receivers, the runners, and here are these guys doing all these neat little things, and you don't see it within the game.
You know, every down of every game, a center touches the ball. You don't hear anything about them running it or doing anything like that, but they've got their hands on the ball every single play.
We're ready to start the third quarter. Harpersville Athen will kick off to Tioga. Tioga starts with a 22-0 lead. They're in the white with the navy blue and the gold trim here today on the road. And Harpersville Athen wearing their home, navy blue uniforms with the gold trim as well. So Tioga will start here going left to right. They're starting at their own 27-yard line. And Tioga, two touchdowns from Jesse Manuel in the first half. And I'm sure we'll see another heavy dose of him in the second half.
That was an interesting kickoff receiving formation for Tioga. They actually had like 15 yards behind the front line before the receivers were there. So that's where they kicked the ball, and they came up, just covered it, laid right there. Good starting position for the first drive of the second half.
Fans trying to get the Hornets back into it here. A big defensive stop would certainly be a good thing here for the Hornets to start off this third quarter as they try to get back into this contest. And here is Connor Hutchinson, the sophomore QB, a man in motion here for the Tigers, and we're going to have a whistle on the play. I believe this one will go against the Tigers, and it will, a legal motion.
Yep, moved a little bit up in the front line there just before the snap, so play's blown dead, 5 yards against them. Now it's first down and 15.
And so this will back the Tigers up to about their own 21-yard line here, first and 15. And boy, anytime today we've seen where they've been a first and 15, that second and 18, we've seen Jesse Manuel rip off some big runs.
Yep, give it to your horse.
So here on first and 15, the Tigers going left to right, another man in motion. Manuel in the backfield. Here's the snap, the handoff to him to the left side, gets around the corner, bounces up to the 30, gets the first down, and Moore tripped up at midfield as he slides across to the 50-yard line, and he easily picks up that 15 and much more.
Yeah, great. Blocking at the point of attack on that play. He just was really patient, just waited, and then once he sees the hole, boom, he's got
great vision as he gets around the edge. He's able to find the hole, and the ball actually will be spotted at about the 46. And so this will be a first and 10 here for Tioga, just 20 seconds in to this third quarter. They lead 22-0. They hand off to Zwerline. He hurdles over a tackler, and he's into the open field before he's brought down from behind. And he's down to the 25-yard line before being tackled there by Peyton Dean.
Two big plays that I'm going to give a lot of credit to the offensive line from Tioga because they are moving people off the ball. Great job, O-line, Tioga Tigers.
One run by Manuel and the second one from Zwerline, and now the Tigers are right back into the Hornets' end of the field going left and right, and they're at the 26-yard line here, just about a minute into this third quarter. And here is Hutchinson under center. Line is set, and he'll hand off to Manuel to the right side, covering up that ball. He's brought down by Brandon Latore, maybe a gain of two.
Nice play by the defense of the Hornets and stopping, making the short gain, making it just a short gain for Manuel.
So this will be a second and six. So Manuel actually picks up four on that play. So 10:45 to go, third quarter, 22-0 lead for Tioga on the road here in the rain against Harpersville Athen. And here's the snap. They hand off to Manuel to the left side, to the outside, and he's brought down by Wilson. Great tackle and a flag on the play. We'll see who it's against.
I'm going to say right there was the defensive play of the game.
That was nice.
He held and still made the tackle.
He was just able to trip up Jesse Manuel. And so the Tigers take another penalty, and this will back them up.
All right, so we talked about the penalty. They got the first one. It was first and five, and they got a first down. This time they're going to be quite a ways.
About a second and 11.
Second and 11.
Maybe even a little more, yeah.
A little bit more.
Second and 16.
So okay, so second and 16. Let's see what they do from here.
Sometimes,
I'll bet about number seven.
Right, both times they've been in this position, they've gone with the handoff to Manuel, and he's got the job done both times. They'll fake it this time, a little end around, a little reverse. Hornets can't get him in the backfield, but this is to the near side, and Costner is shut down of bounds, and he was able to get around the corner, and two Hornets slipped before they could get to him.
Real nice run by that young man right there, because he looked like he was dead to rights with a loss on the play twice. But he made the guys miss, got outside, and made a nice positive gain, and I do believe he got a first down, and it looked like his first goal to go.
So Nick Klausner gets the first down. It's a first and 10. Ball is on the 10-yard line. Tioga going left to right. They have a 22-0 lead. And here's the snap to Manuel. They hand off left side, cuts back, still going before he's brought down. A gain of 5. And this will be a second and goal here for the Tigers, coming up with 10 minutes to go, third quarter.
Something I was just going to comment on was how they carry the ball. They really are on the ball. When they are getting ready to get hit, both arms are on it. Nice job by the Tigers.
It really is. For how shifty Manuel is, he's always holding that ball with two hands. Very hard to get it out of there. So 9:45 to go. Third quarter, second and 5 for the Tigers. They go left to right. They lead 22-0. The line is set. They snap. They hand it off to Zwerlein. He pulls his way into the end zone, and a touchdown here for the Tigers.
Yeah, that was kind of a funny play, because he had one of his offensive linemen, number 77, Zach Hutchinson, was out in front, and he actually ran over him because he was on his left end zone.
So Tioga has their lead. They now lead 28-0 with 9:36 to go in the third quarter. These two division rivals, both state-ranked this week, and Tioga was number one before their loss, and that dropped them down to 5. And Harper's the last one coming in ranked 10th this week.
And again, going for 2, so haven't seen them do anything else. And today, that's the game plan with the way the weather is.
Shift in the backfield. They'll hand it off to Manuel to the left side and in for the 2-point conversion. So a 30-0 lead here for Tioga over Harper's the Afton. 9:36 to go, third quarter. We'll be right back. I'm Tim Cutting. No, I'm Nate Lowe. You're Tim Cutting.
That's all right. We can switch.
And we'll be right back here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 9:36 to go. Third quarter, Tioga with a 30-0 lead. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. So the Tigers get that opening possession of the second half, take it right down and score with Adam Zwerlein.
Yeah, and on the 2-point conversion, Manuel with a really, really nice run by a young man. He was inside the tackle guard gap and just bounced to the outside, made the 2 points for Tigers.
Just so patient when he's looking for that hole. So here's the kickoff, and it is fielded here by the Hornets, and they're going to get the ball up towards midfield. Ball is on the ground, though, and it looks like the Tigers will recover and have possession off the kickoff.
Yep, it looks like the officials are saying it is a fumble, and it is recovered by Tioga. Huge, huge turnover right here by Harpazo.
That ball fielded by Tyler Laverne, and I think just on the slippery day, falls down to the turf, and now the Tigers will have the ball at the 43 in Hornets territory. And boy, this Harper's Latin defense has to be tired. They've been on the field quite a bit here in the first half, and now pretty much all of the second half here.
Yeah, this is a real big point in the game for them.
So the Tigers with a 30-0 lead. They hand off to Chetty Emanuel to the left side, and he'll pick up 10 yards and a first down here for the Tigers. He continues to rack it up. He's up over 100 yards.
Yep, that's basically the way they've done what they've done the last few years. It's just ground and pound, ground and pound.
So 9:15 to go here, third quarter. Tioga, a 30-0 lead, a second and 1 coming up here. Looked like he maybe has gotten enough for the first down, but actually a second and 1. And we'll see what the Tigers dial up here as they can continue to use some clock here in this third quarter. The clock is their friend at this point.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a great point, because they are going to try to keep the clock running as much as they can, take the play. play clock down as low as they can as well.
Down to 8:50 to go here in this third quarter, a second and one. Bouncing to the outside here for Zach Blada, but he's driven back nicely here by the Hornets defense. Josh Wilson, one of the guys right in there. He's small, only about 5'6", 5'7", but was right in there on the play, as well as Mitchell Mertz, who's been all over the place for the Hornets this afternoon.
Real tough kid. He didn't make the tackle, but he held on until he got some help from his friends.
So 8:25 to go now, third quarter. Tioga, a 30-0 lead. Thanks for joining us today on CDO. Also, WCDLSports.com, courtesy of SSGU. If you ever want to go back and listen to any games that we've done here over the last couple of years or this year, you can check out our audio archive there. All the games are there for a free download anytime. That service also courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Third and three, Manuel pick up the first down to the left side, flag on the play, and he's brought down at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was thrown by the umpire, and that's usually offensive holding. We'll see what happens.
So this was a third and three. We'll see where it comes back here. It looks like it will be against the Tigers. And that is, as you said, Tim, a holding. And that will back up the Tigers 5 yards.
I think when they go through school for qualifying and everything for their certification and stuff, they say, okay, you're only going to be an umpire. You can only call holding. That's what you do your first year.
Well, they catch one there, and that will back up Tioga with 7:58 to go here in the third quarter, and the Tigers leading 30-0, and the clock starting to tick back down. So this will be a third and eight, backing Tioga up 5 yards. They're in the Harpersville Afton part of the field. And waiting for the snap. They'll hand off. No, it's going to be a little play action. Rolling to the right. We're going to have a flag on the play as Hutchinson is brought down. A nice tackle in the backfield there for Harpersville Afton. I believe that was Hoover who got in there on the tackle.
Yeah, real nice play, and he was being held. So, you know, this is getting to be pretty easy to call when those guys, you can see them when their shirts are being pulled out from being tucked in. You know, they definitely have a handful.
The Tigers have had some costly penalties here today, but Harpersville Afton hasn't made them pay for it on the offensive side of the ball.
And Harpersville did decline that because it is third down, so the down is accepted, and it's now fourth down and nine or eight.
So this will be a fourth and eight, as you said, Tim, with 7:35 to go, third quarter. Tioga leads Harpersville Afton 30-0. Two state-ranked teams here, folks, both fighting for the top spot in their division. The winner today will have sole control of the top spot.
Yeah,
playoffs coming up in just a few weeks, too.
And they're going for it, so here we go.
So a fourth and eight. Ball is at the 41-yard line. They drop back to pass to the far side and through the hands on the far side of Zach Blada. So the Hornets, all there, will take over going right to left on about their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, it's hard to catch the ball, you know, and it wasn't a bad throw, but it was up high, so he had to stretch out, and it was all hands, and it is a slippery ball, so it's tough to catch. And they stand by the Hornets to get the ball back, and hopefully they can put some points on the board here.
Tough to throw the ball on a day like today. It's just kind of that constant rainy mist here, and everything seems to be slippery.
That annoying stuff that helps us or hurts us on the golf course as
That's
well.
Right. 7:13 to go here in the third quarter. Hornets with the ball trailing 30-0. They'll get the ball to Wilson. Cuts back to the left side. He's got some room. He's up the 50 to the 45. He's in Tioga territory before being wrapped up and brought out of bounds. And boy, that was three or four tacklers right on top of him, but a first down there for the Hornets.
Yep, nice play. And we talk about number seven from Tioga being really patient. He was very patient on that run. Just kept setting his box up. Real nice play.
Well, we talk about Jesse Manuel on offense. As you said, number seven, that's him on defense. So he plays both ways here for the Tigers and does a heck of a job. First and 10 for the Hornets. They're at their own 45. Excuse me, they're at the Tigers 45. And here's Hoover. Here's a pitch. He's to the outside. Maybe a pickup of one or two. Got a block, but wasn't able to spring it free.
Big number 77, Zach Hutchinson from the Tioga Tigers made a great play from his defensive guard position. Actually scraped down the line like a linebacker and stopped and made a nice tackle with a short gain.
So Hoover limping off here for Harpersville Afton. Appears to be okay. Maybe just shaking up on the play. Comes over to the bench here. Looks like he might just take a play or two off to rest up. It's been a tough one here for the Hornets today as they've had a couple of guys go out with some ankles and things like that. A slippery day like this on this natural field, certainly tough to stay healthy.
He probably didn't really care too much for that big number 77 landing that tackle.
Yes, the Tioga D-line certainly has some good size, including number 77, Zach Hutchinson, senior. 6:15 to go, third quarter. It's a 2nd and 9 now for the Hornets. Wide receivers to the right and to the left. Here's a pitch to Wilson to the left side, trying to break back through the line. It works his way on the cutback up to the 40. Maybe you pick up a 4 or 5 on the play. We're down to 6 minutes to go, third quarter.
Yeah, real nice play again. He's making some really nice runs. And like I said, he's setting up his blocks, and as soon as the block is made, he's cutting off that tip of his blocker and making a couple extra yards. Good run.
So this will be a 3rd and 6 here for the Hornets. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Hornets trying to get on the board for the first time today. They trail on their home field here, 30-0, to division rival Tioga, who's ranked 5th in the New York State Class D standings. The Hornets are ranked 10th this week. And here's the snap. Dylan Lindsay drops back to pass, throws it up, and it's intercepted here by the Tigers. And they'll return it about 5 yards and pick it up going left to right on their own 40-yard line.
I'm going to say that ball slipped coming out of his hand because the guy that he was throwing the ball to was probably another 5 to 10 yards out and severely underthrown.
And so a tough play there for the Hornets. They had some good momentum driving into Tioga territory, but an interception there for the Tigers gives the ball right back to Tioga, and the machine will go right back to work. They lead 30-0 with 5:20 to go here in this third quarter. And here is Connor Hutchinson under center. Manuel and Zwerline in the backfield. Man in motion. Here is Tyler Whitmore. The handoff to Manuel, but a flag on the play with 5:19 to go third quarter. And I believe this one will go against Tioga.
Yep, false start on Tioga. They actually shifted out of the eye to the power eye, and the wing did not set his feet, and that's caused the play penalty.
So a 30-0 lead here for Tioga over Harpersville Afton. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here this afternoon. Glad to have you along on a rainy day here in Harpersville. It was really cold for our Delhi Walt matchup last night, equally as cold today, but add the rain into it, just as you said, real football weather here.
Absolutely.
So 1st and 15 now for Tioga. The line is set, and in motion here again is Whitmore, and the fumble on the play is picked up by Jesse Manuel, and he's going to get caught in the backfield there, but he's able to recover the fumble. A good save there by Manuel.
Yep, he was well aware that the ball was on the ground, and he picked it up, and he tried to do the best he could. He was looking like he was going to lose 5 yards. He lost 1.
This will be a 2nd and 18 here for the Tigers, going left to right. Ball is on their own 31-yard line. They're in the white with the navy blue and the gold trim. Again, if you're listening at home, they pretty much have the Michigan Wolverine helmet situation there. Hornets on the other side there in the navy blue as well with the gold trim. They're in the dark uniforms today. They have the helmets in the gold lettering, so it's Hornets across the side. And here are the Hornets on defense trying to stop the Tigers on 2nd and 18. A quarterback keeper for Hutchinson. Ball is loose, and the Hornets will throw on it at the 40-yard line. Turnover here for Harpersville Afton as they gather it up off the turf.
Yeah, that was the first time today that the quarterback didn't really cut the ball away as he was going through the linebackers, and I think all the linebacker did was put the hand on the ball. And it came out, and a nice recovery by Thorne.
I think just kind of a broken play there. Hutchinson was trying to make something happen, and he lost it again. We've seen it a lot here in the second half, a slippery day.
They were running that option look again, and basically he decided that he wasn't pitching the ball. He said, I've been giving those guys all the glory today. I'm going to get a little bit myself, and he dropped the ball.
So 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. They hand off to Wilson to the left side, and he maybe picks up 1 on the play. Really just had nowhere to cut back as the Tigers' defense was closing in on.
Yeah, Brandon Ledoux, really nice play from light. His linebacker spot came down the line and stopped the Hornets after a short gain of 2.
4.5 to go, third quarter. It's going to be a 2nd and 8 here for Harpersville Afton. A 30-0 lead for Tioga as the Hornets try to get some momentum here as they brought in Dylan Lindsay, one of the guys who was hurt in that first series back in the first quarter, got that ankle taped up. It's his senior day. He wants to be out here, and he's in at QB. Here's the snap. Drops back. Throws over the middle. Completes it to Peyton Dean. Enough for a first down, and they're into Tioga territory down to the 29-yard line.
Nice play. They've been running that sweep with the reverse pivot pitch, And they did that look, and he just kind of like top passed up over the top to the wide out. Dean with a nice catch and a first down for the Hornets.
So a very nice catch there by Peyton Dean. And this will be a first and 10 with 3:45 to go, third quarter. 30-0 lead for Tioga over Harpersville left and 10 to go on the play clock. Here's Lindsay under center. Takes the handoff, now gives it to Wilson. He goes right up the gut to the 25, working his way forward and down to the 23-yard line. And Wilson just driving those feet forward, 5'8", 150 pounds. Not that big of a guy, but he's certainly shifty in between the tackles.
Nice little play there. It was kind of like a delayed throw, but it actually ended up being a counter because of the opposite side guard pulled it, and they hit it, made a real nice trap block on the tackle.
3:10 to go, third quarter. This will be a 2nd and 4 as Harpersville Afton. It's driving down. This is about the same spot as they got in the first quarter when one of their drives stalled. So they haven't been able to put up any points so far this afternoon. Here's Lindsay, the handoff to Hoover, right up the gut, pickup of 2. He gets down to the 20-yard line here.
2 important yards because now it's 3rd down and a long run.
So a 3rd and 1, and this is helping the Hornets. It seemed like a lot in the first half. They were finding themselves in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9 type of situations.
A couple of those times that was because of a penalty. You know, that's what you got to keep in mind is who reacts well to the penalties that are thrown against you. And Tioga has done that today. Hornets have not.
2:25 to go, third quarter. Harpersville Afton is into Tioga territory, and they run with Hoover to the far side. He comes back to the 15 and works his way towards the 10-yard line. So the Hornets now sniffing the end zone as they trail 30-0. It'd be great to get some points on the board here for the Hornets.
Yes, but actually, ball can be spotted just outside the 10-yard line, so they do have room to make a first down. They do not have to score on this four downs.
2:10 to go. Third quarter, clock is moving. And this will be a 1st and 10 here for the Hornets. This is the farthest they've been into Tigers territory all afternoon. So here is Dylan Lindsay under center, and we'll have a flag on the play. And here it comes, should be against the Hornets.
And it's pretty much the exact same thing that happened the first time they got down there. It was the first drive of the game. They got down almost to like the 10-yard line, and they had a penalty again, and that's what stalled their drive.
So this will back them up. It'll be a 1st and 15. We're under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Tioga leading Harpersville Afton 30-0. Play comes in from the sideline for QB Dylan Lindsay, who has stepped into that role nicely. It's been tough with there without normal starting quarterback Tyler King, who is just a sophomore but is out with a shoulder injury today.
It definitely messes you up when you have to change positions, but he's athletic enough to do that.
Ball is on the turf. It's picked up by Lindsay, and he is sacked in the backfield there. A great play breaking through was Trey Howie. Howie making the sack, and this is going to be a 2nd and long now here for the Hornets.
As a quarterback, that's the scariest type because you're bending down to pick up the ball, and as soon as you pick up the ball, you know that their offense or the defensive line and the linebackers know the ball's on the ground and they're coming hard, and you look up and there's 4 white shirts coming at you.
2nd and 19 officially now as we hit the 1 minute mark to go in this third quarter. Tioga led 22-0 at the half. An early touchdown by Adams Wehrlein makes it 30-0. Hornets though knocking on the door, but a 2nd and 19. They'll have to move the ball here on 2nd down. They throw it to Peyton Dean. A great catch. Jumping into the air. He's 6'5". He had to go up to get that one. And he gets down to the 10-yard line here and still short of a 1st down, but a very nice play for the Hornets.
Real nice play by Dean, but a great throw by Lindsay. He knew he had the 6'5 receiver out there. He threw it where he and only he could catch the ball.
So 2nd and 19 turns into 3rd and 3 now, 20 seconds to go in the corner. Here is the Hornets knocking on the door on this 3rd and 3. They'll hand it off to Wilson. He avoids the tackle, punches his way forward. He's going to be just about to the 2-yard line here, and that's going to do it for the third quarter as the clock winding down. So when we start the fourth quarter,
he did get the first, though.
Looks like he will get the 1st down. So when we come back, start of the fourth quarter, Harpersville out there with a chance to punch it in. So a 30-0 lead, 3 quarters in the books here in Harpersville. Tioga leads the Hornets, again, 30-0. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Harpersville on a rainy Saturday. Football contest between Tioga and Harpers, the last two teams duking it out of the division. Both are state ranked in Class D. Tioga is coming here today, and to start the fourth quarter, they have a 30-0 lead, Tim, but Harpers-Zelafton is going to be, it looks like, it still says 4th and 2. We thought maybe it was a first down, but they are right on the goal line, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is a first down because the down marker, I don't think the booth has changed it. I think they just are going to say first and goal to go here, and hopefully the Hornets can punch it in here, try not to do anything too fancy, maybe a quarterback sneak or something like that. Or give it to number 7.
So a 1st and 10 here, pretty much a 1st and goal, 1st and 2 officially for the Hornets. Wilson is in motion. They give it off to Wiest, driving his way forward. He maybe picks up 1 here, so this will be 2nd and goal coming up for the Hornets.
Yeah, and every time they do the fake, they use number 7 as a decoy on that play, and then they give it to Wiest on the dive right up the middle. He didn't quite get there, but they still have 3 more downs.
So 11:40 to go as we start this fourth quarter here in the rain at Harpersville High School. Thanks for joining us. Tim Cutting and Nate Law with you here this afternoon on CDO. We'll take you the rest of the way. 2nd and 2, Hornets trying to get their first points of the afternoon. Dylan Lindsay, a QB keeper, gets to the right side and has nowhere to go. He's tackled. Maybe a loss on the play, and this will bring up 3rd and goal now for the Harpersville Afton Hornets. Ledoux again.
Yeah, Ledoux and number 5. I'm going to go with props out there for this young man. Jake Lewis, defensive back, he made a nice tackle right there to assist Ledoux.
So a 1st and goal has now turned into a 3rd and 5. 11 minutes to go in this fourth quarter, and the Hornets very close to their first points of the afternoon.
3rd and goal coming up.
And they'll need to try to punch one in here. Wiest is in the backfield. They'll hand off to Josh Wilson, cuts back, and he finds daylight and a touchdown here for the Hornets. Boy, it looked like he had nowhere to go, but he finds his way in.
Those number 7s, I'm telling you, they both wear that number, and they're both very, very patient runners. They're very shifty, and he just kept following his blockers. A nice run, touchdown.
Great run there by Josh Wilson, the sophomore. Had 3 touchdowns last week against Seton in a 51-13 win. And now Harpers-Zelafton will go for 2. They trail 30-6 with 10:40 to go in the fourth quarter.
Lindsay,
the fake, he pulls it down, goes to the right side, goes to the pylon and can't get in, so the 2-point conversion fails. So it's 30-6, but the Hornets get out on the board on a 5-yard TD run from sophomore Josh Wilson. We'll take a quick break. 10:42 to go. It's Tioga 30, Harpers-Zelafton 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back to Harpersville High School. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Jim Tamayo back in our WCDO studios on Main Street, Sydney. The score with 10:42 to go in the fourth quarter, 30-6. Tioga on top of Harpersville Afton. In Harpersville here today, a division game between 2 state-ranked teams. But Tioga, Tim, showing why they're such a good...
No doubt about it.
A little squib kick right here by the Hornets, but the Tigers, with good coverage, they fall in it. They'll have good field position going right to left on their own 40-yard line.
Interesting little play right there. They actually were huddled up talking to each other about what they were going to do. Tioga was 10 yards away with their hands team on there expecting the onside kick. They broke the huddle. They didn't line up. They went right to the back. So somebody came out of the huddle, kicked the ball, and almost caught the Tigers off guard.
Boy, a slippery day, too. You never know. If someone's not expecting it, it might slip off. You'd have a chance to fall off. But the Tigers do hold on, and Connor Hutchinson is back under center here. The line is set. It's Tioga going right to left. They hand it off to Jesse Manuel. Manuel to the right side. A pickup of maybe 3 or 4. It looks like the ball was on the turf, but the Tioga fell right back on it here. This will bring up about a 2nd and 6.
Yeah, good little run right there. I think he did lose the ball a little bit there, but he did recover it back for himself, so positive gain.
Well, we talked about before, Jesse Manuel, just when he goes into the hole, he's got 2 hands on that thing. But even on a slippery day like this, a little fumble, but he's able to find it. And Tioga now with a 2nd and 7 with 10 minutes to go here in the game. They hand off this Wehrlein, and he goes right up the middle for a gain of probably 6 on the play. This will bring up a 3rd and short here, with Tioga leading Harpersville Afton 30-6.
Wehrlein with a real nice run, the number 52, Brock Weiss, with a great tackle for the Hornets. He may have been running right down the field for a touchdown because there was nobody back there.
Brock Weiss has had a great afternoon here for the Hornets. He's been key on several tackles for the Hornets. 9:40 to go in the contest. It's 30-6. This is a 3rd and 1 for the Tigers as they are going right to left near midfield. They hand off his Wehrlein. He easily picks up the 1st down and bull rushes his way up to the 45.
And the reason he does that is because that offensive line on the left-hand side for the Tigers from Tioga is absolutely just pushing people back 3-4 yards down the field. Great job.
So the game clock continuing to tick down here. We're down to 9:20 to go in this contest with Tioga leading 30-6, looking for control of the division here. A division that also features Seton, it features Oxford, Harpersville Afton, Tioga, as well as Kander. They hand off here to Jesse Manuel on 1st and 10, cuts back to the left side, picks up 3 or 4, gets down to about the Hornets' 40-yard line.
One thing I am noticing, and we haven't talked about it all day, but they have this little shift with their hands, the linemen. It's almost kind of like the Dallas Cowboys of the 70s and the 80s where they used to stand up before the snap, and they actually just pull their hand, their second hand up and put it on their hip, so they can do that because they're not down yet. So, but it's interesting to watch. They do it almost on every single play.
Reminds me of the way Walton gets set as well. It kind of looks similar to them. They hand off to Manuel. He's brought down in the backfield here as he tried to go to the left side. Alan Rhodes brings him down here for Harpersville Afton.
Number 33, what a tackle that was. I mean, he was being held. No flag on the play, but he was being held. But he fought off that blocker and made a really, really nice tackle at the end.
8:05 to go, 4th quarter. At Tioga now faced with a 3rd and 7. They're into Hornets territory, ball at the 42. Tioga leads 30-6. And here is Hutchinson under center, the sophomore QB for the Titans, with Wehrlein in the backfield. And they'll keep it. It rolls out to the right, tosses one up, and this one is brought down, and a huge catch there by Jake Lewis. A 1st down and more, and Tioga is down to the 15.
Really, really nice throw and catch on that play. Really good coverage. So, you know, it was a tough catch, and it was a really nice completed play by Tioga.
You could see that's where Hutchinson wanted to go, but there was pretty much double coverage, and he just threw the perfect strike right there, and a great catch by Lewis.
I think he had one guy at the pattern that actually had to throw the ball, so if he didn't throw, he was going to have to tuck and run.
7.5 to go in the contest. Tioga leads 30-6. 1st and 10. They are deep in Hornets territory again. The ball on the 18-yard line. They hand off to Wehrlein right up the middle. He has daylighted. Touchdown here for the Tigers.
Real, real huge, huge hole for them. Easy to run through right there. Nice little run. Took it to the house for 6 points.
Boy, once he gets some speed up, he is hard to bring down.
He kind of reminds me of Ballard from Deposit Hancock, the way he runs once he gets through the point of the line of scrimmage, because he's pretty big and he stands up pretty tall and runs tall.
Wehrlein only listed at 5'9", 210 pounds. We know Ronnie Ballard is 6'2", 210.
Right, right.
This guy does not look 5'9".
No, he does not at all.
So Tioga will go for 2. They lead 36-6, and the snap is botched here, and Tioga just had to fall on it, so a failed 2-point conversion So fourth quarter action here, folks, from Harpersville, 46-6. Tioga ahead of Harpersville after with 7:18 to go. We'll be right back. Take a quick break here on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
7:18 to go here. Fourth quarter, folks. Tioga on the road leading 36-6. Another Adams Wehrlein touchdown, his second of the day.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you look at that scoreboard, 36-6, the Harpersville fans are still having a good time down here.
They are. They had the music blasted there a second ago. We saw many people out dancing in the rain here. So Deion Oakley with a return of 10 yards here as the Hornets take the field going left to right.
Yeah, real nice kick and good run back. They'll have a nice position on the field to start this drive for the Harpersville Hornets.
7:18 to go, 36-6 to score. You know, Harper's the last, and if they do lose this game today, they have to look at, they're still 4-1. If they lose here this afternoon and they have a couple of very winnable games going forward the next couple of weeks,
right,
it's certainly a playoff team.
And you're losing the game to higher-ranked state or division teams than your, you know, higher-ranked state team. So a lot of positives.
7:18 to go in this fourth quarter, and Madison Hoover with a run. Gain of 3 or 4 on the play. He gets up to about the 45. So that game clock continuing to run down as we hit 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 36-6 the score. Tioga on top of the Hornets.
They give a lot of kudos to the Hornets right now because Harpersville after quarter, because they are pretty much out of the game. You know, you're looking at the scoreboard and everything, but they're not giving up. You know, they're playing the game. They know that they're going to live to play another day.
So here are the Hornets, and a little movement there by the Tioga line, and they knew that one.
Yeah.
They got drawn off, so a penalty here coming up against the Tigers with 6:45 to go.
Yeah, nobody was pointing fingers other than Tioga was pointing at themselves because they knew right away that they encroached.
And
offside is the call.
They knew it.
Offside against the Tigers.
And it's been a day where Tioga has taken some penalties, and I'm sure they'll address that this upcoming week as well.
And that penalty is good enough for a first down. So it's first and 10 from just outside the 50-yard line.
So with 6:35 to go, here's the Hornets at midfield going left to right at the navy blue and gold. They head off to Madison Hoover. Nowhere to go. He's brought down in the backfield. Good job there by Trey Floyd to come in and make the tackle.
Yep, real nice. He brought right for his legs, got his legs wrapped him up and everything. And then he was still trying to stretch out for that 1 yard. He got a little help from the front. Wearing white as well.
So a second and 10 coming up here with 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show, folks. We're going to have our offense, our defense, and all-purpose award winners for today's contest. So here's the second and 10, the pitch to Wilson, left side. He finds a hole. He's got some speed. First down to the 35, to the 30. Wilson down the sideline to the 20, shoved out of bounds as he slides down to the 10. Big run there by Josh Wilson.
Yeah, real nice. Like you said, you did say that that kid is fast. Wow. He is really fast. He outran two defensive linemen and a linebacker that had the angle on him, and he still used the speed to get around the corner. Nice job.
And it looked like Tioga might have had him wrapped up right as he tried to turn the corner, but he turned the jets on. And a big, about 30, 35-yard gain there for Wilson. So this puts the Hornets in a great field position here. They'll have the ball down to the 15. So first and 10, 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. It's 36-6. Tioga on top of Harpersville Afton. They hand off to Hoover. He's rumbling to the right side, cuts it back, and he works his way down inside the 10 to the 8-yard line now.
Real nice play right there. They overloaded the one side, ran the sweep to that side, and had some nice blocking and a good game.
So Harpersville Afton doing everything they can in this second half to try to get back in the ball game. They've made some adjustments and and move the ball pretty well. You know, they've moved the ball well all day. Just sometimes they've got into the red zone and stalled.
Yep, once they got into the red zone a couple times today, they had a penalty to set them back and took the momentum away.
They hand off to Wiest. He rumbles into the back of the end zone for the Harpersville Hornets. Mitchell Wiest, they touchdown here for Harpersville at Penn.
I'm going to give lots of props to Wiest on that play. He put his head down and just absolutely buried the tackler coming from Tioga, and he pushed him into the end zone with him. Great run.
Not going to be denied there.
Not at all.
Found a way to get in, so it's currently 36-12 with 5:10 to go here in the contest. And now they'll go for two. Here's the snap and the pitch to Wilson. Left side. Does he get in? And he will. So the two-point conversion is good. And it's 36-14 with 5:10 to go, fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's going to be, you know, nice play. Good answer, you know. That, like I said before, they're not giving up. They're not worried about what the score is. They're playing their game. They're going to come out here. They're probably going to try another onside kick. We'll see if they do the same formation out of that little, like, rugby scrum that I'm going to call it that happened that just broke out and they kicked the ball. Tioga knows about it now, so maybe there'll be a different lineup.
So we'll keep it right here with 5:10 to go in the contest. 36-14 is the score. Tioga on top of Harpersville after. They brought out a fresh dry ball.
Yep.
So we'll see what the Hornets decide to do here.
They're actually lining up what they're going to kick now. Tioga does have their hands team just outside the 50-yard line.
So the Hornets will kick off. And they try the onside. This one rolls right out of bounds, though, and doesn't really have a chance for the Hornets to jump on it there. It was good. It was bouncing. If someone had touched it, they might have had a chance.
Yeah,
it rolled out of bounds.
It definitely is just tells you how well-coached those kids are from Tioga. They realized that there was no way the Harpersville Hornets were getting to the ball. They just let it go out of bounds.
So a smart move there by Tioga. And they will start going right to left here. The road white uniforms with the navy blue and the gold trim. They'll have it on the 44-yard line here.
About the ball of the 44-yard line. Their own 44-yard line.
So just about 5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, as Tioga doing what they need to do today, leading 36-14 to try to get a win on the road in a big division game. Here's Hutchinson under center. The line is set. They hand off to Manuel. Manuel to the 50, down to the 45. Pretty close to a first down, maybe about a yard or two short here for the Tigers.
Yeah, real good run, 9-yard gain on that play. Looked like he was going to, you know, get the first, but he put his knee down just shy of it. So second down and 9. They're in two Hornet territory, though.
36-14, in case you're just joining us here on CDO. Tim Cutting and Nate Ball. Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Game clock running down to about 4.5 minutes to go in the game. It's Tioga leading 36-14 on the road here at Harpersville Afton. Here's Hutchinson again under center, a 2nd and 1. They hand off to Manuel, cuts it back to the 40, out of the 35, and a good pickup of a first down here for Jesse Manuel.
And number 7, Josh Wilson, touchdown saving tackle right there. If he doesn't make that tackle, Manuel's in the house with 6.
Boy, Wilson has been all over the field today, making some great runs. Just had that last two-point conversion, scored the first touchdown for Harpersville Afton.
Kind of an all-purpose kind of day.
All-purpose kind of day. Maybe some foreshadowing there for our post-game awards coming up for outstanding offense, dynamic defense, and our all-purpose awards. 4 minutes to go. They hand off to Manuel, a cut back to the 30, now to the 25. And he's brought down. Still a 36-14 lead here for Tioga. Tim, if you have a weapon like Jesse Manuel, how long do you leave him in a contest like this?
Well, you know, you got to keep the kids playing. You know, he's doing a good job and everything. But, yes, you do got to think about his health. And, you know, there are games next week and so on and so forth. So I would say he probably would play maybe the rest of this drive. And if after that, then they'd sit him.
We'll see Tioga again next week on Friday night as they'll be right up at Alumni Field at Sydney High School for a non-conference battle.
Yeah, this offense, as diverse as it is and everything, on the turf is going to be really fun to watch.
Here's Tioga to the left side. Manuel is inside the 20, slides down to the 18. And that should be good for a first down. It'll be interesting to see next week with the Sydney offense, throwing the ball all over. I mean, they went down to Section 9 last night and defeated Sullivan West 47-6. A lot of young guys on that team. The defense, can they stop Tioga? A lot of questions.
Right, and you know, probably they're not going to be able to line up across from Tioga and slug with them and stop them every time. But you know what? They do have an offense that can score points. They've done it a number of times this year, so it'll be an interesting game.
2:40 to go in the contest, and Tioga leads 36-14. They hand off to Manuel on that right side. Maybe a gain of one or two on the play. A nice tackles by Harper, Bill Afton's Tyler Laverne coming in to make the stop.
Yeah, number 45, real nice play right there. Short game, you know, not too many people tackled Manuel on a short game this today. Most of them are tackling him after he's got 6 or 7 or 8 yards or whatever.
Coming up on 2 minutes to go here in the contest. Tigers in control, leading 36-14. Second and 9 here. As again, the Tigers just burning some clock as they'll get a division win and move to 4-1. Actually, looks like we'll have a timeout taken here by the Tigers. We'll step away as well with 2 minutes to go. 36-14, the score. The Tigers on top of the Hornets. We'll be right back on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Tioga on a 2nd and 9 here with 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. The Tigers leading 36-14. A handoff to the right side, but nowhere to go. The Hornets, really nice job to wrap up Skyler Jorgensen there. And this will be a 3rd and long now for Tioga.
And I'm going to say it's a real nice, classy move by the coaches of Tioga right there. They just put some nice, new, clean, white shirts in there with 2 minutes left to go in the game. We talked about one of those guys coming out. Well, they came out at 2 minutes left to go.
And so Tioga now with a 3rd and 11. Clock is running down to 1.5 minutes to go in the ball game. So the Tigers are going to come in here to Harpersville today and pick up a big win, move to 4-1. Harpersville after will fall today, but they'll fall to 4-1, so playoffs still very much in the picture for these two teams.
Like you said, they fall, but they don't fall far.
And so the handoff here on 3rd and 11, they hand off to Jorgensen, and the Hornets come right through and pull him down. So this will bring up a 4th and 14 as we hit 1 minute to go in the contest.
Yep, this definitely is not the same prolific offense that we've been watching all day for Tioga. And like I said, they are some fresh, clean shirts out there. So real nice, classy move by the coaches from Tioga, getting some of their younger guys some time.
Well, Tioga, you have to think Manuel, a senior, Werlein, a senior. They got some young guys who I'm sure will be coming up in the ranks, but it's going to be tough to replace those two guys next year. But maybe another long playoff run ahead for the Tigers. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said before, you know, we talk about how Sydney has a really young football team. Harpersville has a very young football team, you know.
Yes, they do.
As far as sophomores, you know, when you were announcing that earlier, I meant to say something and I totally forgot.
You look at Wilson.
That's my 48-year-old brain, you know.
You look at Wilson, who did a lot today, just a sophomore again. Their quarterback, who was hurt, Tyler King, is just a sophomore. And we don't know how long he'll be out for exactly with a hurt shoulder. But, you know, certainly some young youth coming up for the Hornets as Tioga will turn the ball over on downs, and Harpersville will have it with 26 seconds left, trailing 36-14.
Be interesting to see what they do here, you know. Where it is right now, you might just say, hey, let's go in and take the game away and learn some things. But they got a new guy in there right now playing quarterback.
Post-game show coming up with awards from the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands. And here on the first and 10, they'll have a Mitchell Wiest run. He maybe picks up one or two, and that should be the last play of the contest here. It looks like a 36-14 victory will be the difference here today for Tioga as we hit 5 seconds to go, and that'll do it again. Our final, 36-14. Tioga takes down Harpersville Acton. Tough one for the Hornets, but I think they did some things in the second half. You take away, and you move towards next week, a battle with Candor in the division, one they'll have to get up for on the road.
Right, and Harpersville Hornets, Brain Trust has got a lot to say to these kids. You know, it was two halves, and at first part we didn't do very well, and the second half we did very, very well. We scored against a great defense, you know, twice. You know, they got a lot of positives to take from it. And again, like you said before, they are only falling to 4-1.
Yes.
And that, you know, it's not a huge thing. You know, they're more than likely going to see playoffs again this year. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how these two D divisions come out at the end because, you know, we always talk about Hancock and Deposit, how good they are and everything on the other side of the division. I'd love to watch that game, Tioga and Deposit Hancock.
That would certainly be a fun one to watch. I've heard, you know, some people talking about that. Boy, what a great matchup that would be. Maybe we'll see it down the road. A lot of football left to be played before that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap this thing up. We'll have our three awards brought to you again by the Catalog Outlet, by NBT Bank and ACCO Brands of Sydney. The final, Tioga defeats Harpersville Acton 36-14. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand-name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Design, Southern Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the Catalog Outlet Sleep Centers, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week or shop online at CatalogOutletOnline.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here, folks, to Harpersville High School. Again, the final today in our Saturday football matchup. Tioga defeats Harpersville Acton 36-14. Let's go through our three awards here brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and also ACCO Brands of Sydney. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. I'll give that award today to Josh Wilson of Harpersville Acton. Had that big touchdown, and the young man, just the sophomore, with a lot of key runs. Josh Wilson gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here today. The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I'll give that to Brock Wiest today of the Hornets. Thought he was all over the place, big number 52, making some tackles. And, boy, a few times they had Jesse Manuel in the backfield. It was Brock Wiest right there to make the tackle. The Echo Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. Echo Brands is a proud supporter and a proud local community member and partner. And we'll give that award today to Peyton Dean of Harpersville Afton. Had that nice catch down here. He's 6'5", and they threw one to him that only he could get. Really went up to get that one. I thought he was very good on offense, also good on defense, made a couple of big plays on the line, and he will get our all-purpose award today, brought to you by Echo Brand. So, Tim, as always, great to have you. We'll see Tioga again next Friday when they're up in Sydney, and we'll also have a Saturday matchup between Unit Eagle and Delhi. A lot of good football still to come for us.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Nate, and I'll tell you what, I'm just going to say this really quick for all you Sydneyites out there listening. Warriors beware, because here come the Tigers.
Yeah, that should be a great matchup, as you said, to watch this offense on the turf. We've seen it on the turf down in Binghamton, to see it in Sydney. If you don't want to drive far to see a great football team, head up to Alumni Field next Friday night. You'll be in for a treat.
Should be an absolutely fantastic football game. You know, again, we talked about would Sydney be able to stop them on defense, and, you know, maybe they may not, but will Tioga be able to stop the offense of Sydney in the multi-faceted passing game?
Should be a lot of fun, so join us next Friday night at 6:50. We'll have the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Again, our final today, Tioga defeats Harpersville Afton on the road, 36-14. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. Tim Cutting, thanks for joining us again.
Nate, thanks again, and looking forward to Friday night.
I'm Nate Lowe. Have a great afternoon from WCDO Sports.